This is Jones and Keefe.
It takes many players to be tried to play in the NFL. And so you do have to allocate your resources, whether it be draft picks or whether it be finances. You have to allocate those resources. There was no question in our mind that Michael could bring us a lot of resources on a trade. That has been on my mind since we hired Brian. But when you are talking about making a contract the kind that he got and for the future, that's quite a commitment. And I'm just going to give you this. Not only do we immediately get a player, but those draft picks could get us, I'm talking top Pro Bowl type players could, but they could get us as few as three or as many as five outstanding players.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Are you ready for a Patriots Friday, Keith?
Oh, born ready for a Patriots Friday, Jones. Very excited. No game on Sunday for the Pats, but it's still past Friday.
It is. Micah Parsons theoretically could have been a Patriot.
Could have been.
Michael Parsons. I'm sorry. I want to get Jerry's phrasing
right
there.
Michael Parsons could have been. But now look at the upside if you're the Cowboys. You could get five great players, potentially. Like, how do you figure that there, Jerry?
As few as three and as many as five.
Or, more likely,
zero. Yeah, I would take the under on five for sure.
We could get the greatest players ever in return. You had the best current defensive player on your team.
Yeah. No, he's quite good.
And you traded him for
him or Myles Garrett, right? I mean, toss
up. Yeah, Garrett's awesome, too. You could make the case for either one. You'd take both in a second. But they're the guys that I think every year, if your prediction, and we're going to do predictions next week, if you're like defensive player of the year, Micah Parsons, that's a good bet.
Not crazy.
It's a good bet. No, not
crazy, especially whatsoever.
Now,
let me tell you,
it was
a wrecker. It was right before the Jones and Keefe fantasy draft last night. Keith.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feeling after a few brew dogs last night. You feeling all right?
Oh, I feel great.
Yeah. Oh, you don't feel good about.
Oh, yeah. No, the brew dogs. Baby, please. I've had enough practice there that it doesn't faze me one bit.
But a night in the life of Rich Keefe.
Yeah, the team itself is not great.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't love my squad, but you know, what are you going
to
do?
All right. Well, we'll get to a full breakdown of that. I was amused by Courtney needling Scheim this morning.
Yeah. So what is it, fantasy football versus Taylor Swift fans? Kinda. I say you like what you like. Like,
yeah.
I don't rip the other. Like, I know I do spend a lot of time on fantasy. And if somebody else spends a lot of time listening to Taylor Swift, that's fine.
I like that. Why can't you be both?
Well, you can be both. That's a great question.
Not enough time in the day.
Well,
I do both.
You could put some little T-Swift on in the background while you're drafting.
That's true.
But I like Courtney specifically mocking the commissioner. I found was very funny. Which you're our commissioner.
I am the commissioner.
I don't know if that was intended when she was doing
it. I'm
that.
The league commissioner.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, I don't know what this camera angle is, but you get really just the side back of my head, which I got a fresh cut the other day. It actually doesn't look too bad.
It looks good.
I haven't seen this side of it before.
I never like when I get the behind my head camera view and I just randomly see like a real light patch on the back. I never like seeing that. It's
like a little 2024 John Cena.
It's real thin up there. And I don't like seeing that angle whenever I see it.
He blended it pretty well on the side.
Yours looks good.
Yeah, mine doesn't look too bad.
Are you seeing this from an angle you've never seen it before?
No. Yes, Bridget. Yes, I am.
What is that, like a two?
Two on the sides. Thanks for asking. Yeah, one and a half. I go, let's go crazy. Let's go crazy. This way you go one and a half on the sides and on the back, then that way I don't really need another haircut for too much.
No, it's good. You can really weight it out.
Yeah, that's smart. It's my back to school cut.
Nice.
You like it?
Oh, I like that a lot. Yeah. I did that a couple weeks ago.
People are not happy with the camera angle. They don't like seeing the back side of my head.
Well,
neither do I.
You know what?
You gonna like it?
Well, Terp has had internet issues, quite
Terp
frankly.
Terp was a wild man last night in the fantasy draft. So we're streaming the fantasy draft. We'll have more on this later. But Terp was just, he's the guy that's in and out of the draft. And then in the little chat room, just keeps saying, Justin Turpin joined the draft.
Well,
Justin Turpin left the draft.
The odd thing is, every time Terp left the draft, Dan Ball was in the draft, and then vice versa.
They were playing a real will they, won't they last night.
Something very strange was up there. I don't even quite know what it was, but something strange was going on.
Oh, and throughout the day, feel free to text in fantasy football punishments. We were just talking about it with the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah, I heard
we
Greg,
are open to it.
Greg was very critical. He was like,
why do you even do the league?
What are you even doing the league for if you're not going to, you know?
It's like, well, the league starts next Thursday. Whether
spank someone's bare ass. Why are you even doing fantasy
football?
Well,
that's not a bad one.
Yeah, it's pretty good,
everybody
right?
either gets
just
spanked.
Came to me. Yeah.
The rest of the league has to spank
everyone
me.
Everyone gets one spank.
It's like, Jones, you haven't filled out your lineup. Yeah, I know. Yeah. He just wants the spanking? Is that what it is?
Yeah, no, I know.
You know you're going to get spanked if you lose.
Yeah, that's definitely a punishment.
Yeah. All 11
Jones, you haven't put any players in your lineup.
You dropped your whole team. Why is that?
Just waiting for the end. The end of the season can't come soon enough. The whole station gets the spanking in the parking lot.
You're like, ugh. God.
Okay. Well, again, we just felt it was a little presumptuous to assume this show surviving the fantasy season, Greg, is what we assumed.
Yeah, good point. We don't want to have this big announcement of what the punishment's going to be. Peters away.
But we should let Ken and Mike know we're cooking up a good one, just like we have a good bracket going
in
March.
We have a great March bracket, so stay with us.
Yeah, so go nowhere here on Jones and Keefe. Patriots Friday, we're going to talk to free agent acquisition, Patriots defensive lineman Milton Williams. He's going to join us right about an hour from now, after 11 o'clock, with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You can interact Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We have our Top 5 Friday coming up at 10:45, so call that a half hour from now. We're going to give you our top five fantasy football favorites.
Yes.
That should be fun.
Yep. I got a few. Let's just say may have helped me win a championship or two, Jones. Brag. So, looking forward to that.
The Friday 4-pack at 11:30. Week in review at 12:45. And we also have two pairs of tickets to give away for the 04 Red Sox cruise.
Featuring 04 Red Sox cruise.
Kevin Millar.
All right.
Johnny Gomes. Clay Buchholz.
Johnny Gomes wasn't on the 04 team.
Well, it's the 04 cruise with Red Sox adjacent players.
On the 04 team.
Well, but Kevin Millar was.
Okay.
So there you go.
And he'll tell you about it.
It says Kevin Millar and teammates, Johnny Gomes and Clay Buchholz, among others.
Was he even in that documentary, though? We barely saw Millar in that thing.
Trapped on a boat with Kevin Millar.
Come on, Nick. We're giving away pairs of tickets.
If Curtis Laskanik isn't on this cruise, we riot.
Yeah, seriously.
But anyway, we'll be doing that later on in the show. Our first pair of tickets.
Pokey Reese on the cruise?
Will be about an hour from now. So stay tuned. Let's get down to the Micah Parsons trade last night, Keith. Or should we call him Michael?
Michael Parsons.
Do you think that was intentional?
It's Micah Parsons.
He did that three or four, maybe five times last night. Do you think that was on purpose, or do you think he's lost it?
Jones had to correct him, right?
Yeah, multiple people had to correct him. Yeah. He corrected himself, I think, and then Stephen Jones corrected him at one point. Yeah.
He's old, and not to be like an ageist or anything, but I just, you're just not as sharp when you get older. It's really hard to be as sharp.
I think that's HIPAA.
I don't think he's ever done that before. Like Florio.
All right, well, there's
today.
A first time for everything. He's 82 years young,
I know,
Jerry
but
Jones.
You go from always calling him Micah Parsons as recently as like a week or two ago, and now you call him Michael five times in a row?
Life comes at you fast,
Is it possible that was intentional? He thinks that's like a sick burn?
Five or six?
Maybe it is. I don't know.
He's just an old man.
But
like if Robert did that, I'd be like, old man.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll be consistent. Yeah. Robert's
the late, great Mayor Menino. Sure. He had a hard time with names at times.
Sure.
But, no, we were kind of watching all three star players that were in contract disputes all summer long, and it was Terry McLaurin, who I felt like was the most likely to return. Then Hendrickson and Micah Parsons, I was like, maybe Cincinnati's going to be just too cheap, and they're going to move on from Hendrickson. But they didn't, and they brought him back. Mm-mm. So then you're like, all right, maybe Micah Parsons goes, or is this just – and the thing that everybody's been talking about is that Jerry Jones just loves the attention, right? More and more people have pointed out – Jerry Jones would rather be on the front page talking about his team than his team actually winning and him being quiet.
And what's going on right now?
They're talking about his team.
There's a Dallas Cowboys Netflix documentary on Jerry Jones and his Cowboys.
Oh, he comes across great. I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't yet either.
I will. People seem to like it. He comes across pretty good, which makes me feel like he must be like the co-producer of this thing.
Yeah.
But people did seem to enjoy this documentary. I'll watch it eventually. But it
times out with that documentary. Yeah, yeah. There are a bunch of clicks, a bunch of eyeballs on the team. I like Charles Robinson, his work at Yahoo. He made the point today. He's like, Jerry can say he wants to win another Super Bowl before he dies and he'll do anything. This is the opposite. I mean, this is the complete opposite of doing anything you can to win a Super Bowl.
Somebody made the point. It might have been Burt Breer. It was a pretty funny point. He was like, if you gave Jerry Jones the option, a classic Would You Rather Wednesday, if you will.
Yeah,
Would You Rather? So you could win a Super Bowl. I'll give you this year's Super Bowl, but you can never do a press conference again. He would probably choose no. He would rather do press conferences.
I already have three.
Yeah, I got the Super Bowls. That was like 30 years ago. I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
I have those. I have those three. I'd rather do my radio show. I'd rather come on and talk to everybody and just sort of like carry myself as.
I'd rather be Jerry Jones than be anonymous with another Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's, you know, easy to say. But then when you make a move like this, you're like, yeah, I kind of believe it. I believe that to be the case. And then to explain it the way that he did, the sound that we played off the top where he's like, we have a chance now to get like three great players. It's like you have one of the 10 best players in the league right now, and he's young.
The season starts next week.
Yeah. And
do they open? They opened a week from last night, right?
They have the Thursday game against the Eagles, right?
Yeah. They're less than a week away from their opener.
And he just trades Micah Parsons for draft picks.
And he's like, in 5 years, we could have five good players.
We're going to be cooking with gas. It's like, what are you going to be doing in 5 years? I hate to be the Grim Reaper here, but what are you doing in 5 years?
So here's the question. Should the Patriots have been in? And this is twofold. Number one, draft compensation, a roster player. I don't know who the equivalent of Kenny Clark is on this team, but a roster player.
Kyle Duggar.
And two first-rounders. It might be. I think Kenny Clark has had a good career. I think he's declined quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what the equivalent is, but it's two first-rounders, a roster player. And I frankly think this is the bigger sticking point if the Patriots were ever going to make a deal. The contract. He's getting quarterback money.
The most money ever for a non-quarterback.
I think they should have done it. Of course they should have done it. I'd give him the contract. I'd give up the picks. Of course I would do that. He's awesome. I think the reason the Patriots didn't do it, if it even got to this point, and I don't think it does. I heard Phil Perry last night on TV saying it never even got close.
No.
If it did, I think the contract would have been the bigger impediment than the draft picks.
Yeah, and really it should be the other way around. If you said no to it, if Vrabel said no to it, I think the clear argument would be you're really not that close. Like, as much as you and I are optimistic about the team, we think they're a potential playoff team, but not a true Super Bowl contender. And you're better on defense than you are on offense. And then are you going to give up this much capital to add another defensive player? As great as he is, you could make the case that, no, you're better off with the picks and even the financial flexibility to add a receiver or to add somebody else on offense or maybe even, you know, another offensive lineman or something along those lines. So I could see the argument there. It shouldn't be the money part of it. You have so much money the cap.
If I had to bet.
I agree.
Vrabel in the front office much more likely to move the picks than Robert is to lay down that money for Micah Parsons.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Now, so this would be the argument. So somebody who's older, like Hendrickson or McLaurin, you could say, well, you don't do this deal because you're like the team's prime doesn't really line up with their that kind of thing, right? Like the timing is off. Micah Parsons is 26. Yeah, so
is it 4 years in the league? He's been to four Pro Bowls and he's been a three-time All-Pro. Like he's
insane.
Ridiculous.
So yeah, you mentioned Myles Garrett earlier. That's another guy where you're like, all right, two first round picks. There's not a lot of players in the NFL anymore that I think would really go. Let's put quarterbacks aside. They don't really get traded too often in their prime, certainly. So players in the league that you would trade two first-round picks for might be on one hand or two, like two hands tops.
Yeah.
And Parsons is one of them. So, like, but the Packers made a great trade.
Are you surprised at all the Packers are the team to do it?
I am.
I think of them as such a conservative draft and develop sort of team, which I think tells you the rarity of this type of player
being
on the market.
They didn't sign free agents for, like, 40 years, right? Like, Reggie White was, like, the first guy they ever brought in.
Yeah.
And then even after that, they don't really do that either. And people are like, their front seven's really good. They're like, they don't even – not that, you know, nobody doesn't need Micah Parsons, but they're like, they're set on that side. So that was surprising.
I kind of think the fact that it's the Packers that got him tells you how special of a talent this is, how much of a rarity it is that this kind of guy is available. And so I think it's self-evident the Patriots should have been in. Why weren't they? I don't see any reporting that it was even close. You know he was available. We all knew he was available. We've been talking about it for months, going back to the draft. Why weren't the Patriots in?
I think it was probably the money, mostly.
My guess is it started with the owner. That's my guess. What do you guys think? I'm surprised. Most of the Twitch chat is anti-giving him the deal and or giving up the compensation.
It's
for
similar
Micah
to, like, remember when like Julius Peppers or Khalil Mack, like when those guys changed teams and you're like, holy smokes. You're like, what a massive swing. But this guy's even younger. I was looking at this.
I think didn't he go for less than Khalil Mack? I think he went for less than
Mack. I think he did.
And he's a better player.
Julius Peppers went from Carolina to Chicago, but his first year in Chicago, he was 30. You know, so this is even younger. Like, this is like right in his prime, the Packers are getting Micah Parsons. And by the way, Cowboys versus Packers, week 4.
Awesome.
Great. Awesome. Great theater.
Awesome. Yep. Michael Parsons is going for the hat trick, three sacks in that game. 617-779-7937. Maybe you could go for four, like our guy Kyle Schwarber last night.
Schwarbs.
Not to spoil anything for the grab bag coming up.
Come on.
But we'll get to all your feedback. Should the Patriots have been in on Micah Parsons, and why weren't they in? Because I don't see any reporting that they were. Again, we'll get to your feedback here coming up. We have the Week in Review at 12:45, Friday four-pack at 11:30, and a Top 5 Friday for you coming up at 10:45, about 20 minutes from now. We'll give you our Top 5 fantasy football favorites. Let's also get into the Patriots, whether or not they're creative enough to bring in elite talent like Micah Parsons. We'll do that right after Trending with Bridget.